Hi everyone, it's Bill Alpert of the Alpert Studio of Voice and Violin and founder of the website InvincibleViolinist.com. I have a question for you. Have you ever noticed how some students, when they start the violin, they immediately make huge progress? Within a year or two, they're playing Bach and Vivaldi and difficult literature like that. Whereas other students, well, they struggle with the basics and they never get a good tone and they just work and work and work but never seem to get anywhere. Well, what is it that these high achievers are doing differently? What are they thinking? What are they doing? I mean, is it cultural? Is it genetic? Why the huge disparity? And if you're a parent, I'm guessing you really want to know specifically what the difference is, not just a generality. Specifically, what is it that you could do as a parent to help your children achieve at their maximum potential? Well, over a decade of teaching the violin, and really a lifetime of playing the violin and practicing the violin, I've found many of the answers to these questions, and I'd like to share these answers with you. So on the right, there's a place to enter your email and your name, and I'd like to send you some information that is absolutely going to amplify your children's progress on the violin. And that's true even if they've been playing for a while already, and it's true if you as a parent don't know a thing about music. I'll send you my e-course on the violin, which focuses mostly on how to practice the violin. That's a very underserved topic. And also, I'll send along my 6-chapter ebook called Parent's Guide to the Violin. There are so many myths regarding the topic of music and practice in kids, and these myths can really slow down your kids or stop them completely in their tracks. The most destructive myth of all is that one of natural talent, that kids either have it or they don't. And let me just tell you, in our studio, year after year, we turn out amazing, amazing prize-winning musicians. And I can tell you with certainty that they didn't get there based on something they were born with. Far from it. I created the website InvincibleViolinist.com to help you as a parent to raise a more confident and more successful musician. And beyond that, to also raise a happier and more confident human being. As a lifelong musician and teacher and as a parent, I know all of this is a work of love, a work of devotion. It's very rewarding, and it isn't always easy. You know, so many kids, they just get cheated out of the real experience of music. And so many parents, I've found in my experience, just really don't know what to do about it. Frequently, I'll see young musicians that have their nose buried in a music stand, kind of scratching out a few notes. They look like they were reading out of a math book. And guess what? That's really not the experience of music at all. It's not what it looks like, sounds like, or feels like. And what about parents? We're always so busy. We're chauffeurs and project managers. We have busy working lives beyond our children as well. Still, what are we supposed to be doing to make music this amazing experience for our kids? They're not all going to be Josh Bell. They're not all going to be Miles Davis. But then again, the violin or any musical instrument can be a huge opportunity for children to lead a more fulfilling and more complete life. And it's an amazing vehicle as well of self-expression. I've found that music is filled with so many misconceptions. Conceptions about practicing, for instance. How do you properly practice the violin? In fact, what is the single process of practicing that best unlocks our individual potential as a musician? And let me just give you a hint to the answer to that question. It's not about learning songs, and it's not always about having fun either, unless you believe that being successful as a person makes you joyful. I mean, I believe that. So did Dr. Suzuki. So this is what I want to share with you. If you want your kids to be more resourceful, more resilient, more confident, those are the things that you can learn in music. That's what the violin teaches us. If you look up invincible, it means incapable of being overcome or subdued. That's what I call becoming an invincible musician, and that's what it can do for us. Well, how will the violin do that for you and for your kids and for your family? If you'd like to find out, please join me on a violin journey. Enter your name and email on the right and we'll get started. See you on the other side.